Hey everyone, it's Venice, and welcome to my very long overdue AMA. I want to thank all of you for your patience because I had promised this AMA a long time ago, and now I'm just getting around to it. But I'm so happy to be here doing this AMA. It started out as a 1,500 follower celebration, and now it has turned into a 2,000 follower celebration. AMA, and I am so floored and just so grateful to all of you who listen to my content, who take time out to support me, who follow me, who show me love in any other way, and who may not interact with me at all but still listen to my content. Thank you so much for your support, for your love, for your constant motivation. You all help to keep me going with doing this and recording audios. And I am just so grateful to all of you. Thank you so much. I wanted to start this off by just saying a thank you. I am still trying to wrap my head around 2,000 people following me and that many people listening to my content. I am, as always, humbled and grateful to all of you. Thank you so much. So without further ado, let's get into the questions. I'm going to start with the questions that I received on my original 1,500 followers AMA post on Reddit. And then I'm going to jump over to the questions that I received on the AMA feedback form for anyone who wanted to submit questions anonymously. I want to say that some of the questions that I received were not so comfy for me to answer and frankly not appropriate. So I'm going to skip over those and answer the ones that I'm okay with answering. Okay, so I'm going to start with the Reddit post. If I butcher your username, I am so sorry. Please forgive me. I'm apologizing in advance. Okay, let's start with the first one. This is from By Bim Bop to the Top. I love that name. Hi, Venice. Thank you for all the wonderful audios. You are welcome. How did you get started making not safe for work audios? And do you feel like they are more or less challenging than traditional not safe for work content? I'm sure we all hope that you're keeping safe during the pandemic and taking care of your mental health. P.S. Please make more adorable F for F content. Thank you so much. I definitely will be making more F for F content, more F for A content, more F for M content. I definitely want to keep that coming. Thank you so much. I hope you are also keeping safe during the pandemic and everyone else too. I know there's a lot going on, and I hope you are also taking care of your mental health. I'm trying to do my best to preserve both my physical and my mental health right now, so thank you. How did I get started making not safe for work audios? I got started as being a listener, I'd like to say. That's how I knew those were a thing. I had said this before, I've been a listener of Reddit audios on GWA and PTA for a long, long time before I ever thought of recording my own audios. So I got into it because, you know, I had been exposed to it, and I also, as I've stated before, wanted to have a new creative outlet and connect with people. And I wanted to also go with the not safe for work route because I had so many creative, erotic ideas and so many fantasies in my head that I wanted to share with people. So that's how I got into making not safe for work audios. And do you feel like they are more or less challenging than traditional not safe for work content? That's kind of tricky. I think yes and no. I think you can see that on both sides. On the one hand, I mean, you know, different not safe for work content, whether it be like more traditional or not, can be a challenge in itself to create. And I think it just comes with different things depending on the situation, the type of content, the creator, and all of that. I think something that can be challenging about not safe for work audio content specifically is you have to create this ambiance, this story, this experience with just your voice. And that sometimes can be a task. It can be a task. So, and also with creating audios, there's so many other little things that others may not think about when creating them that can make it a little bit more challenging and more difficult, such as getting into editing and sound production and all of that, and just getting into possibly script writing or reading scripts or filling scripts. So it's a lot of different things that can go into it that can make it challenging, but I don't think it's necessarily more challenging than other not safe for work content. Okay, let's go to the next question. The next comment question is from Alec Gerser. Hopefully I said that right. I'm so sorry if I didn't say it right. It says, "A great milestone for a fantastic creator. Thank you so much." And then it says, "As for my questions, without getting too personal, how has your experience with creating not safe for work content redefined your perception of slash approach to sex? And what advice might you have for someone thinking about recording for the first time?" Okay, let's start with the first one. How has my experience with creating not safe for work content redefined my perception of slash approach to sex? Now that I think about it, I don't think it's redefined my perception or approach to sex. I think that it's kind of the opposite. I think my previous perception and approach to sex has kind of defined my audio content in a way, because I think especially for a lot of my not safe for work stuff, I drew from my own experience with that and how I felt and what I like and all of that. So, I don't think it's affected my perception or approach to sex as much, but I will say that I think it's kind of opened the doors for certain things that I didn't think I would be into, or certain things that I didn't think about exploring previously, that I'm like, I'm finding myself kind of liking this. I'm finding myself being more curious about this, possibly wanting to explore this. So I could say, in that respect, it's definitely opened my own personal horizons to new things that I want to try and experience. So that's been really cool. The next one says, "What advice might you have for someone thinking about recording for the first time?" I think my biggest piece of advice is to just do it. I know that's like so cliche, so simple, but I think just getting yourself to record is probably the biggest hurdle. It's for me, it was really scary. I remember way back when I was recording my verification and for PTA, because that's where I started first. And I was so nervous and I did it like 15 times. But once I did it, I was like, okay, I did this once, I can do this again. And I think that's the biggest thing, getting over that hurdle, that nervousness of doing that first initial recording. So I think just do it, even if it's not something that you post. Just getting yourself, in front of a mic or wherever, whatever you use to record, and just recording something and getting yourself comfortable with that experience, because you'll see once you get through it, once you can do it again. And also, I think another piece of advice for someone who's starting out for the first time is, I think we want, especially for me, I think I tend to be a little bit of a perfectionist. So I wanted my first time to be like amazing and incredible. I didn't want any mistakes. Like, don't worry about all that. You're going to make mistakes, especially if you're new to this. You're going to make mistakes. It may not sound the best. It may be a little bit crappy, but that's okay. Everyone starts from somewhere, and then you know where you can improve. Because I would say for my first audios, I look back on them and I'm like, oh boy, I cringe a little bit because, I didn't know as much back then as I know now. But I had to start from somewhere. I had to have a starting point. So I think those two things would be my biggest piece of advice for people who are thinking about recording for the first time. Okay, let's go to the next person. This is from Cynical Synonym. It says, "Congratulations on your follower milestone, Venice. Thank you for sharing your amazing audios. Your daily cuddles are my favorite." That is so sweet. I'm so glad you like the daily cuddles. I love them. They hold such a special place in my heart. Thank you so much. Okay, so for your AMA, what audios are your favorite to record and listen to? And what is a guilty pleasure of yours? And what type of music do you like listening to? Oof, okay. So, what are my favorite to record? That's so hard. I'm honestly so bad with favorites because I love so many different things. To pick a favorite for one thing is so hard for me. I will say, I don't want to claim them as my favorites, but I will say Daily Cuddles was just mentioned. I love recording Daily Cuddles because they're just so, even for me, they're so relaxing and just sweet. And they just, after I record them, I just feel so good. They give me so much good energy, and I feel like they put out so much good energy for people. So I always love being able to record those. I want to say they're my favorite, but I really love recording them. My favorites to listen to, I guess personally listen to just in general for audios. And a guilty pleasure. Both of these are kind of a mix. So I'm a sucker for GFE, BFE audios. I love them. I think that's why I like making so much GFE content because I personally love to listen to GFE, BFE audios. You know, those cutesy relationship audios. That's not the only thing I listen to, but I think those are the ones that just really get to my heart, and I think they're kind of my guilty pleasure too. Okay, what type of music do I like listening to? Again, I am bad with favorites, so I love everything. I feel like I listen to, honestly, an array of things. I don't have one specific type of music that I like to listen to. It just depends. Like, if I hear a song, I really vibe with the lyrics, I really love the melody and everything like that, then I like the song. It doesn't matter what genre or type it is. So I'm pretty much open when it comes to music. Okay, the next person is I am underscore incognito underscore 101. The first question from them says, "What are three turn-ons, turn-offs in a guy?" I'm going to answer this as, "What are three turn-ons and turn-offs in a person?" Because I am very open about being pansexual, so I may not only be interested in a guy, but others as well. And I think this is like my turn-ons and turn-offs, not just in like romantic relationships in that arena, but just people in general. Let me start with turn-offs. I really don't like dishonesty. I don't like people who are closed-minded. And I also don't like people who are selfish to the point where they cannot find it in themselves to think of others. Those three things are automatic turnoffs for me, and I try not to surround myself with people who may be like that. And so I'd say in turn, my turn-ons or things that I like in people are the opposite. I really appreciate people who are honest, or as honest as they can be, who are open-minded, and people who are kind and sweet and generous and all of that. I feel like I tend to be drawn more towards people like that. Okay, next question. What would be your ideal romantic date? My ideal romantic date? I like extravagant things sometimes, but I think that my ideal romantic date would just be spending time with that person, doing anything that we find fun personally. If we both really like to stay in and watch movies together, then that would be my ideal date with that person. If we both like to go out and explore or do things, other things outside together, then that would be my ideal romantic date. I think it just depends on the person, our vibe, our relationship, and all of that. But my ideal romantic date would be to spend time, some real quality time with the person that, I'm interested in or I'm dating. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and move on now to the questions that I will be answering from that were submitted on the feedback form. Okay, the first one is, how are you doing really? Oh, what a lovely question. How am I doing? I think I'm doing as well as I can be now. I'm sure for a lot of other people, there's a lot going on in terms of things happening with the pandemic, and how that's affecting them in their lives. And just like everybody else, I'm being affected by that too. Both in my career and my personal life, and that's kind of inevitable, but I think I am doing the best that I can. I'm trying to make sure that I have time to focus on myself, on my focus on my physical and mental health. And so I think with certain things, I've scaled back. I think in terms of audios, I've scaled back a little bit. In terms of other things that I do, I've scaled back because it's really important, not just for me, but for everyone to take, if they can, take some time for themselves and make sure they focus on themselves and take care of themselves. That's really important. But thank you for asking how I'm doing. I appreciate that. Ooh, this next question. What's your favorite protective hairstyle if you wear them? Yes, I do wear protective hairstyles. For those who don't know, I have natural hair. And so, oh gosh, my favorite. I love braids. If I could wear braids all the time, I would. But I love braids. I also like if I am kind of turning in for the night and I don't want my hair to be all over the place, I just put them in regular plaits and put them in a bonnet, and that works too. And one protective style that I don't do often, but I really like is Bantu knots. I love Bantu knots. And then when they come out, like when you take them out afterwards, oh, I feel like my hair looks so cute. So those are the ones that I like the most. Thank you. I really like that question. Do you play any instruments or sing? Oh, I don't play any instruments. I wish I did. If I could play an instrument, I think I'd want to play either the drums or, oh, it's a toss up between piano and guitar. I think those instruments are really cool. I do sing. I don't know if I'm the best singer, but I do sing. I guess I have some singing experience. For most of my childhood, I did choir in both school and other places. I really love to sing. I sing in the shower all the time. I sing around the house all the time. I sing in the car all the time. I'm singing a lot. So I love it. Hopefully I'm decent at it, but yes, I like to say that I do sing. Okay, next question. What's your favorite food? Ugh, again, bad with favorites. I will say, okay, let's see. Okay, so things that I'll just name a few things that I like. So in terms of fruit, my favorite fruit I know for sure is pineapple. I love pineapple. I really like ice cream. I'd say ice cream is my favorite dessert. In terms of other food, I really love a good baked mac and cheese. That's something I feel like I'm really good at making at. I make it especially during the holidays for my family. What else do I like? I really like meat. I know that's broad, but like things with meat, different types of meat. I love that. I love a good steak. Oh, I love steak. Yeah, so those are some foods that I like. Oh, and the next question was, what dessert do you like? Which is ice cream. That's my favorite. What is a television series you like? Oh, okay. One of my favorite shows of all time, and I'm sure anyone who's listening to this that kind of knows me already knows the answer to this because I talk about it. One of my favorite TV shows of all time Is Parks and Recreation. That show holds such a special place in my heart. I've seen it so many times. I love that show. And it's one of those shows that I can watch and never get tired of. Parks and Recreation is amazing to me and I love it. Did you make any resolutions for this new year? That's the next question. Did I make any resolutions for this new year? I guess I did kind of. I think New Year for me is always a very reflective time. And I usually every year I kind of say to myself, like, okay, this is your theme. Not really your theme, but kind of your focus. So I don't know if it's a really a resolution, but what I said to myself at the beginning of this year was, your job for the year is to make it and to make it through the year. I had spent the last few years working on a lot of big accomplishments, big things, big life-changing things. And this is the year that things have kind of settled down and I'm not, focusing so much on like career accomplishments or other types of accomplishments, but I'm more so turning that inwards and focusing on myself and doing a lot of self-work. So I wanted my goal to be to just make it through the year, to make it through the year in one piece, because there's so much going on with the pandemic and that affects a lot of different things. So if anything were to be my resolution, I would say that, just to make it through the year with my physical health intact, with my mental health intact. That is my priority and my number one goal. And also to, keep growing internally, as a person. So yeah. Okay, next question. Give me one second. Let me look for the next question. Okay, this one is an interesting one. How did you stumble on GWA? Honestly, I wish I could answer this question. I don't know. I really tried hard to think back, how did I originally find like GWA and Reddit? I want to say that I found it through Tumblr because a long while ago I used to be really active on Tumblr and everything like that, and I found a lot of things from Tumblr, a lot of things that I'm involved in right now, and friends and people and all of that. So I think that I probably found Reddit through Tumblr, and then I did a little bit of exploring and stumbled on GWA that way. Because I can't remember the moment where I found it. I was like, oh my God, I can't remember the first audio I listened to. It's just like I've been listening to it for years now. So it's just at this point, kind of something that's just been there that I've picked up on and off, and now it's more so on because I'm also making content for GWA. So yeah, I wish I knew. I really wish I knew. Ooh, this is a good question. If you could go back in time and talk to your younger self, what advice would you give her? This is going to echo, honestly, an audio that I did, which was basically me talking to my younger self and, in a sense, apologizing to her, because I think my younger self spent so much time being sad about so many things. So the advice I would give her is to believe in herself and believe that she is worthy of space and of love and just being here. Because for a long time, I felt like I was not worthy of that. And that affected so many things in my life. So I would tell her to believe in herself, believe in the power that she has inside, believe in her ability, believe in her intelligence and her beauty and all of that. And I think that would have transformed things for her. I'm glad it didn't in a way because if I didn't go through that, I wouldn't be the person that I am now. But if I could change things for her and have things be the same for me, that's what I would tell her. What was the last movie I saw? The last movie I saw is a movie that I've watched a lot of times. Which is the Kung Fu Panda movies. I love them. They're kind of like my comfort movies. Like when things are kind of chaotic or I'm kind of feeling down, I'll like put on Kung Fu Panda and watch it and, kind of feel better. So Kung Fu Panda, specifically Kung Fu Panda 3 is the last movie that I watched, and I think I watched that at some point last week. What was your favorite cartoon growing up? Oh, this is so hard. There were so many good cartoons growing up. I'm gonna try to like highlight some that I really liked. So like when I was like young, like probably elementary school and maybe the beginning of middle school, I really liked the show Arthur a lot. It was like me and my friends would talk about like the latest episode of Arthur and the characters and dig into them like it was a whole freaking drama. So Arthur I loved a lot. I also really liked the Proud Family when it was on. And there's also those classics like Hey Arnold, Recess. Oh God, what else? Rugrats when I was really, really young. There's so many like classic cartoons back then that I really loved. So I don't have a favorite, but I dabbled in a lot of them. And they were awesome. And to this day, I still watch some of them. Let's see. Okay, this one. When it comes to politics, would you be okay with dating someone on the opposite spectrum? Like, let's say you are left wing. Would you be okay dating someone who's right wing? So I'm assuming this is geared towards American politics. I am American, so I can answer this question. I think it's a little. It's complicated in a sense, but also not complicated. I'm not willing to date anyone whose political beliefs includes racism, homophobia, and any bigotry of any nature, period. So whether that's being, it tends, I'm gonna be honest, that tends to be more geared towards right-wing politics. And so I would keep it at that. Like if your political views support any like bringing anyone down in that kind of manner, then I can't. I just can't. I cannot date you, being honest. Let's see. And I think this is the last question I'll be answering. So this says, do you ever compare your voice to others? I, as a man, for example, feel like it's pointless to make audios because I don't have a deep voice. This is a very tough question. Do I ever compare my voice to others? Yes, I do. Should I? Probably not, but I think sometimes comparison, especially when it's like a field or arena that you are actively in, it's hard not to compare yourself to others. I think it's a very human thing to want to do, to compare yourself to others and to say, oh, like, how does my voice sound, compared to them? Their voice is a little bit, higher than mine or lower than mine, or it has a different tilt, or, all of those things. And it's hard not to compare, but also you shouldn't let the comparison get to you too much. So the person who had asked this said they're a man and they think it's pointless because they don't have a deep voice. That's okay. I know and have heard and have experienced a lot of male content creators whose voices are not deep. They have higher voices and that's totally fine. And you know what? They have their audience and people listen to them and people love their voice for what their voice is. And I think that's the most important thing, to try not to compare ourselves to others because everyone's voice is unique. No matter if some people sound kind of the same, their voice is not exactly the same. It's a little bit different, and everyone brings something different to the table with their voice and can use their voice in a different way. So I think that if you want to make audios, go ahead. There's going to be someone out there who loves your voice for what it is. There's going to be someone out there who loves your voice for what it is. It doesn't matter if your voice is higher or deeper, or no matter what your voice sounds like, your voice is unique and it's special. And that's a good thing. I don't think everyone's voices should sound the same. Then we'd have audios that all sound the same, and that would be boring as hell, honestly. I think it's awesome that everyone's voice is unique and different and brings something different to the table. So I think this person, if you want to go ahead and make audios, do it. You don't need a deep voice to make audios, because there's a lot of content creators who don't have a deep voice and they make audios and they have an audience and people listen to them and they're successful in what they're doing. And for me, I find myself sometimes, comparing my voice to others, and I'm like, you know what? It's okay. Like, my voice is my voice, and people, they still listen to me and they like my voice and they appreciate it for what it is. And I think that's what's important. So it's hard not to compare, but don't compare too much, because your voice is awesome and it's unique and it's special and it sounds the way it should sound, and someone's going to appreciate it for what it is. I know that's hard to believe sometimes, but I truly believe that. I truly, truly believe that. And I think that is all the questions that I will be answering for this AMA. If you listen to this whole thing, I want to thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it so much. Again, a special thank you to everyone who listens to my content, who supports me, who comments, who interacts with me, who does all of those amazing things. I want to thank you all so much. I'm so appreciative of all of you. And again, thank you for listening to this AMA, and I will catch you later. Bye.